USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Intense storms in the United States have resulted in flight disruptions, potentially causing delays and cancellations for American travelers. According to FlightAware, more than 1,500 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. were canceled today, while more than 5,400 flights across the country have experienced delays. President Biden says the U.S. and its allies played no role in the recent mercenary rebellion in Russia.
We made clear that we were not involved. We had nothing to do with it. This was part of a struggle within the Russian system.
Speaking from the White House, the president said officials continue to assess the situation, and it's too early to reach a conclusion about what's taking place. Russian President Putin condemned the march on Moscow by a group of mercenary soldiers as a criminal activity and warned of consequences. Speaking through an interpreter, Putin said,
"The organizers of this rebellion cannot but understand that they will be brought to justice. Everybody understands that."
The Wagner Group boss claimed that the march was a protest and not an attempt to overthrow Putin. Ron DeSantis, Florida governor and Republican presidential candidate, is visiting the Texas border for the first time. He's presenting an immigration policy that would grant individual states the power to deport undocumented immigrants.
"I can tell you, as president, we are going to fully deputize all state and local governments to be able to enforce immigration law. You will be able to have that authority."
Speaking in Eagle Pass, Texas, DeSantis said he intends to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy implemented during the Trump administration, which required asylum seekers to wait in Mexico until their court hearings. Wall Street is closing lower to kick off the final trading week in June. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had lost 12 points. The S&P 500 dropped 19 points. The NASDAQ fell 156. This is USA News.
Never. The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
A new COVID-19 variant, EU11, has been found in multiple western states, including North and South Dakota, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, and Montana. The symptoms of this variant in the United States are yet to be determined. EU11 is believed to be highly transmissible and currently accounts for 8.7% of COVID cases in the mentioned states. Border Patrol say they continue to see record numbers of people and drugs coming into the Southern California sector.
Agents say they've already broken the record for fentanyl seized at the border in San Diego with 4 months left to go in the fiscal year. More than 1,100 pounds of fentanyl, 1,500 pounds of meth, and nearly 1,000 pounds of cocaine have been discovered in just the San Diego sector in the last 8 months. Border Patrol agents in San Diego have also found more than 99,000 people coming into the U.S. from countries other than Mexico, setting another yearly record. I'm Jack Cronin.
Honda is launching a major recall of SUVs and minivans because of a problem with rearview cameras. The company says camera images may not display on the dashboard screen due to a faulty cable connector. The recall includes 2019 through 2023 Passport SUVs, 2019 to 2022 Pilot SUVs, and Odyssey minivans from the 2018 to 2023 model years. NASA is launching a simulated Mars mission with 4 astronauts residing in a mock Martian base at the Johnson Space Center in Houston for the next 12 months. The objective is to study human behavior during extended space missions. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.